You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Jules Tranco and Mark Simoncini are co-founders of Angel, a French e-bike company created with the future of our cities in mind. Launched in 2018, their first bike was created by French product and furniture designer Ora Ito. One of the lightest e-bikes on the market with a sharp, streamlined design, Angel bikes include smart technology to make cycling safer for riders and for drivers, too. Here's Jules now with the story of Angel.
Angel was born in order to improve the everyday life in cities. And so we have taken it into account with my co-founder, Mark Simoncini, a French serial entrepreneur who has managed to do a very successful exit with Mythic.com, SaltToMatch.com in the dating industry, that in the city, the main issue right now is the mobility. And to improve everyday life in cities, we have to improve the way we move between districts, between meetings, and between our home and office. And the first product we have focused on is a smart bike. Why it's a smart bike compared to electric bike is the mix between the connected part with your phone, with cloud function, and the electric part. So electric assistance or the safety mode on your bike. And what we want to do is to provide the best city experience with a micro mobility product, connected one, that could be used in standalone, so to get your phone off if you don't get your phone, and then to provide the best electric assistance in order to discover the city or to meet point A to point B in a very fast way.
Super interesting. I'd love to look at the two different models that you have introduced. Obviously, this is a very exciting market, but also a busy one at this time. There are a number of other players out there. So talk to me about how you tackled the design and what you wanted to bring out to provide something a little bit different.
Yeah, when we have worked with a designer, Ora Ito, we have chosen Ito because he has developed philosophy of simplicity, the mix of simple and complexity. And what we want first is to let him totally free to develop the first concept of Angel. And after he has developed the concept, we have made it readable and possible to assemble. And it has been a very hard challenge because it's a very light bike with the lightweight frame, less than 15 kilos compared to the average of the sector of 20 kilos. And then the different tube, very thin compared to the other e-bikes. So yes, we have first worked on the design to create a micro mobility product that could fit the I think the dream of a lot of people that are dreaming about Tesla or about Porsche or about very good design cars in order to provide them the most beautiful design we can get with a bike.
Yeah, I have to say I am a huge fan of the look and I can appreciate any brand that starts from the ground up as far as designing. Talk to me about the actual rollout and where you hope to be. Obviously, France will be an important country for you, but what about beyond that?
Yeah, we are focused first on France because of course of the pandemic and about the situation. But today we start our expansion in Europe with the launching of Taste Center in London, Brussels, Berlin, Hamburg, Zurich, and in the near future, Milan. Why I am talking about test centers? Because our key model in order to open new cities or new countries is to provide the test of the bike to everyone. So our strategy is about offering with our website a way to book a test with an Angel ambassador that comes to you and make you test the bike. And after 30 minutes, you're confident or not in the way you want to buy it. And our key model is to get the best geographical granularity in each country we are targeting. So for example, in Germany, we target to get more than 20 test centers, and it could be multiplied by two or three according the traction we will get in the country. But in France, for example, we have already opened more than 30 test centers. And in London, we will see, we will start with two test centers. And if the audience is very receptive, we'll open more and more. But our model is based on the test of the bike.
That's really interesting. Talk to me a little bit about what people will see when they ride one of these bikes, or experience, we should say. You started out by talking about the idea of the smart bike and talked about the idea of simplicity in design. I love that. But talk to me about how you would actually experience the ride on this bike. It is a smart bike, so you can sync your phone. But what's the ride like, and what is the design and how we explore a city?
First, what we want is not only a connected product, but it could be also used as a standalone product. So for example, when you arrive to your bike, you have two ways to unlock it. You can unlock it as a connected product with your phone, of course, that is like a key. But if you want, you can unlock your bike directly on the cockpit, thanks to the touchscreen with a PIN code. And it is the main evolution compared to the competitors, is that we have creating an operating system for the bike. So the bike could be used without your phone with all the different functions that could enrich your experience. So first you unlock your bike, and after unlocking your bike, the way we have developed the experience is to be totally independent from your phone. So you get a screen on your cockpit, and that could allow you to get the navigation. You could see your speed limit, you could see every information that it is necessary. But the way we have developed after that, the electric assistance is quite interesting, because not only we take into account your RPM, but we take into account also the ascent, the percentage of ascent you have to face, or the speed already you get. And these three key variables allow us to custom a lot the electric assistance we provide to you. And then we have developed four assistance modes that could be from the fly fast one that allow you to go to 25 kilometers per hour in less than 2 seconds and a half, and the fly dry mode that it could be adaptive to the strength you put on your pedals, a fly cool mode that it could be about like a sort of battery economizer that could allow you to go to 15 kilometers per hour, but to get a huge autonomy of 90 kilometers. And a mode that does not exist in the electric bike industry is that the no assistance, the fly-free mode. Why? Because we want to create, of course, a smart product, but it could also be a classic basic bicycle. So if you have no battery in your removable battery at the rear, and if you have not your phone, you can totally unlock your bike with the PIN code on the cockpit, of course, and then use it at a mechanic bicycle. And it is also a main evolution, because you can decide to go to your office at the morning with the electric assistance in order to be very dry when you arrive. But if you want to do some sports when you commute to your home at the end of the day, and you want just to try the bicycle mode like a fixie, you could use it as a fixie. And this kind of polyvalent usage is the main difference with our key competitors and in the e-bike market.
Yeah, I imagine that will attract a lot more people. You have the option there of riding and getting a little bit of a workout, or arriving not covered in sweat, as you say. Now you've got a beautifully designed bike, smart technology. E-bikes are obviously very, very popular at this point. So I have to ask you about security and what you've thought on that end of things.
Of course. In fact, the security, the safety is for us the key objective of the different function we have developed within the bike. So we want to ensure the safety when you're riding, but also the safety when you are not riding. So when you're riding your bike, we have totally integrated the front light, the rear light, the brake light, but also the blinkers on the cockpit. And in the rear light are also blinkers, turn lights that are present. So it's finished the way you have to throw your hand in order to indicate to the different cars or other mobility devices in the cities that you are turned to right or to left. Now you get some light to indicate it directly on the bike. And then the fall alert, because we have created an algorithm that it is simulating all the way you can get an accident with a bike. And if we detect it, in fact, you will get a pop-up on your phone and on your screen in the cockpit of the bike, just to indicate if you're okay or not. And if you're not answering, we send directly a text message to your urgency contact. And for us, the safety when you're riding is really important, but also when you're not riding and we are not with your bike. So we have totally integrate a GPS inside the bike in order to geolocate it every time, with another internal battery that it is only responsible for this safety usage, and just to allow you to put your removable battery to your arm to charge it. But even if the bike has not its removable battery, the bike is geolocated. And of course, the alarm is present, because we have integrated also an alarm in order to let you know if someone is trying to take your bike. And when the alarm is ringing, you receive a push alert on your phone and with the geolocation of your bike. And you could see on the map if it is moving or not. And in this way, we ensure the safety when you are on your bike and when you are off.
Jules Trenko, co-founder of Angel Bikes, speaking to me from Paris. You can learn more about the brand at angel.bike. That's Angel with two L's. Or you can also book a test ride in France, Germany, and Belgium. And you can also check out Jules' other venture, Heroin Bikes, high-end carbon racing bikes designed in France and handmade in Italy, which you can also test in a host of European cities. That's heroin-bikes.com. My thanks to Jules and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.